Good afternoon. What's your name, please?
Lori Grant.
Lori. And we're looking for you. Let's see. Say your name again, I'm sorry.
It's Lori Grant.
Mariah Torres.
Mariah. Oh, she said it backwards, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. You threw us for a loop there. Okay, who has Ms. Flores? Ms. Flores?
This is a new name.
Ms. Flores?
I have Flores.
You have Flores?
Yeah, I thought she was working.
No, this is Ms. Flores.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing.
I was paying attention to all this stuff and didn't catch that.
Okay.
I heard that.
She said she gave last name, first name, which is...
I just turned to Mariah. Sorry about that, ma'am. Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Mariah Leanna Flores, ABC number 307781.
Thank you. Your appointment for the role of the Board of the Executive Employment Center this afternoon in reference to a community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce this, the board members that will conduct the hearing at this time. So on the screen, all the way to your far left is Michael Johnson, then there's the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, then on the center we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, who's the board chairman. All the way to the right is the Honorable Rick Nonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also with us today is the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and I'll also represent your parole office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you remember that form, ma'am?
Yes,
ma'am. That form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear to you and Mr. Turner in at this time. So do you solemnly swear and tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Right, the hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the term conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on the warrant. And after each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of every one condition of supervision number four, as demonstrated by your failure to complete the Behavioral System Southwest 90-day substance abuse program on or about December 1st, 2017, as directed. Is that true or false?
Oh, they're both true.
Is it true, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, allegation number two is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 13 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6420 South Park Avenue, Tucson, Arizona, on or about December 1st, 2017, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. You will be whereabouts when I'm known, thus you will be excluded from supervision. Is that one true or false?
Is it true?
Okay, so based on the admissions of Ms. Flores, I am wondering that she just mentioned that she violated terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have lapsed in doctorates in the criminal ways or penalties.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canales, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Rittenhouse. Right, ma'am, we're going to be moving into phase two of the one, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information, so please stay on the phone and we'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes. Flores was released from ADC custody on 8-17-2017 and arrested on 1-2-2019 by the Tucson Police Department. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ABC custody on 1-2-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 5-15-2019 with 397 abscond days. Current convictions, 2013, commitment A, Count one, armed robbery, 3 years. 2013, commitment A, count two, armed robbery, 3 years. 2013, commitment A, count three, armed robbery, 3 years. 2013, commitment A, count four, armed robbery, 3 years. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No SUD information is noted, and there's no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with promoting contraband noted. There were other arrests, however, the charges were dismissed. She has a GB score of G5, V4.
Thanks, sir. So, Ms. Laura, we're going to go over a summary of the case supervision. So, when you were released back in 2017, you were approved to the grandparents, Jesse and Yolanda Rivera in Tucson.
Yes.
Then on November 6th of 2017, you were placed at the BSS to complete the 90-day substance abuse treatment program. And that was your last approved address. So I guess the first question is why did you leave?
Well, I had left on Thursday. The next day I wanted to do was come back and max out my time because of the temptation out there with the drugs. That was on December 1st. I left. December 2nd, my mom fell into a coma. So I had the appointment approved for December 4th, which was a Monday. I didn't report. I stayed with my mom in the hospital. If I could tell you right now, she woke up in late January 2018. April, she had a stroke, and July, she passed away. So really why I was out there yelling for so long was I was with my mom. I was with my mom. I knew she was going, and I didn't want to come back and have something happen in here.
Okay, did you ever think about just calling your PO and see if you could work something out?
I did, but I didn't want to take the chance. I really didn't. I did. I called once or twice, and I just backed out on it.
Well, you'd have been out. If you would have been scoundrel, you would have been out a year ago.
I know. I do.
Okay. Did you stay employed at the parish there in Tucson?
I did. I left. I had lied to my chef and told them that I was going to come back to Perryville to max out my time. I had already knew my mom was in a coma, so she even asked if there was anything that she could do to keep me out. She did advise me though, but when I did get out, she wanted me to go back, so that's what I have plans for when I do get out. I didn't
stay close to it, I'm not. Okay. Before you went to jail in 2013, or even while you were incarcerated, did you have a drug problem?
I did, yes.
Are you clean now?
I am clean.
How long has it been since you had anything?
Since maybe a week before I got arrested. I relapsed the day I got arrested, and my body had clung to it so bad, and I detoxed really bad in our name. So, but I attempted to get out, to get off of my drug of choice, which was heroin. I took Suboxone on my own because I was planning to come back after my mom died, because, you know.
Because there was during the time that you were under supervision, you tested positive twice for amphetamines.
I did, yeah. And that was even my drug of choice, but yeah, I did.
Okay. Let's see if my fellow board members have any questions. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. There is one OMS note documented that she did call on 12/29/2017. Shows that the offender called stated that she is under the influence of drugs. Offender states that she wants help. Parole officer directed her to come into the office so that they could help provide the needs, provide her with the needs that she needs. The offender stated she would be in the office today on 12/29, and that was the last contact.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Ms. Flores, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion shortly to make a determination. But before we do, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you'd like to tell us before we make our decision, we just ask that you know we've got all the information we've already covered. So is there anything else you'd like to tell us, ma'am?
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know what I have planned. When I get out, I have plans to go to get therapeutic treatment for the experience I had with my mom passing, me and my grandparents, you know, it broke the family apart. We got to work on our relationship so like a family again. I'm very excited to go back to the parish and do what I do there. And I attend culinary school, I got to start my life now that my mom's not here. I got to start my life, I'm on my own now, so.
All right, thank you. The board will be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we just ask that you remain silent, but stay there on the phone. We can hear the whole conversation. And once we get a determination, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay.
The board is going into discussion. Well, this board is it's an interesting situation. There's, if she talked about coming back to finish her time, and if she would have just gone back when she called in December, she probably could have gotten some drug treatment help, and she might not ever have come back inside the prison. But with over the years of jail time, I don't see her as a candidate for return to community supervision at this time, but I want to listen to discussion from the board members. We'll discuss it. Okay, so based on all the information, 20017W14188, Ms. Flores' testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke the supervision of Ms. Flores that she was delinquent, violated term of division of the supervision, and had lapsed and about lapsed in the criminal areas of the company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion on the side of 7-1, Mr. Thomas, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, ma'am, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. According to the paperwork we have, you're due to be released on May 15th of 2019. That's not a real long ways away, but like I said, if you were in September, you'd already be done. But I would suggest that you use your remaining time in there to put yourself a real good plan together so that when you get out, you can follow it, not relapse, and go back to work and back to your family and, you know, be productive and happy. But also, if they have on your yard there, if you have the availability, do some more, some 12-step programming, especially the NA. But NA and AA, the 12-step is great, and it can, even if you don't have an addiction, the 12-step programming, because the way it makes you think and everything can make you a lot more successful when you get out and have to cope with difficulties, okay? All right, we wish you best of luck and listen to your hearing and please what the next one may come in.
Thank you.